Welcome to the Larry Jewell audition tape, an attempt to show you what the kid can do. Announcing, news, sports, copywriting, production, you name it, I'll try it. You name it, I'll probably be able to do it. Let's get on with what we need to do, because there is a resume that's attached to the tape, somewhere back in there in that letter. Just take a good look, that will give you all the details. So, let's get on with the show, shall we?
Let's you and I take a musical journey to the Bon Marché. Drive to downtown Ogden, turn off Washington onto 23rd Street and park behind the store, and then open the door. Enter the world of Bon Marché. Three floors of famous name fashions, appliances, and furniture, and an entire floor dedicated to bargains. A full floor of women's beautiful fashions at popular prices. Bon Marché at 23rd and Washington in Ogden. Come discover the Bon Marché difference.
That tom-tom in the background is our Garfunkel. I shall sing. Now there's a whole group of them back there. All you have to do is just wait till they get it all together. Music on this audition tape with Garfunkel. Music by Garfunkel. I Shall Sing. Yeah, that's our Garfunkel, minus Paul Simon. My wife and I have a brand new neighbor, little guy, about fifth grade. Just fell in love with him. Came up to me the other day, said, "Mr. Jewell, I've got a problem in my school." And I said, "What?" And he said, "They're making us take sex education classes." And I said, "Oh? What's wrong, son?" He says, "Well, first of all, the local preacher came in and told us what not to do." He says, "That wasn't bad, but then the doctor came in and told us how not to do it, and today the principal came in and told us where not to do it." I said, "Hang tough, son." Sergio Mendez, Brazil 77 on KBUH. In the spring, a young man's fancy turns to baseball. The waters of March.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump, it's a little the joy in your heart.
Sergio Mendes, Brazil 77. A song by Antonio Carlos Jobim, The Waters of March.
You're warm outside now without a winter coat from Blocks. But wait! In a few weeks, in order to go outside, you'll need to be inside a winter coat from Blocks. Now the inside story. Blocks pre-winter stocks of coats are outstanding. Feel like you're inside while you're outside. Go inside Blocks for your outside winter coats. Now, while they have a wide selection. Got that? The pre-winter selection on outside coats. Now, at Blocks. Inside. Blocks. Outstanding.
Julius Wechter and the Baja Marimba Band. Tie a yellow ribbon around that old oak tree.
Here's Miss Chicken Out to tell you about the Chicken Out Labor Day special.
Yes, thank you. Chicken Out has chicken and salads and tarts and pies and soft drinks and salads.
Miss Chicken Out, the Labor Day special, please.
And baked beans and mini loaves and barbecue sandwiches.
Miss Chicken Out, the Labor Day special.
And pizza. Chicken Out has pizza.
The special.
Right, and they have a special for Labor Day.
A free pie with every family bucket or party barrel of that good Chicken Out chicken this Labor Day.
A free pie with...
Thank you, Miss Chicken Out. Don't miss Chicken Out on Labor Day. Right, Miss Chicken Out?
Right, a free pie with every family bucket or party.
Time now for news on this audition tape. Larry Jewell reporting. Former Supreme Court Justice Arthur Goldberg says he's not personally satisfied with Nelson Rockefeller's explanation of his role in the publishing of an anti-Goldberg book. McGoldberg says it's up to Congress, not himself, to pass judgment on Rockefeller's qualifications to be vice president. Goldberg made the statement in prepared testimony today before the Senate Rules Committee hearings into Rockefeller's nomination. Still ahead of Rockefeller are House Judiciary Committee hearings into his nomination. A full House vote will be taken by Congress. A number of Judiciary Committee members today expressed concern over the nomination, citing many of the same issues the Senate is probing. They include the Goldberg book, gifts of about $3 million to friends and associates, and potential conflicts of interest because of Rockefeller's great wealth. Federal Judge John Sirica has ordered former CIA Director Richard Helms to return to Washington from Iran as soon as possible to testify in the Watergate cover-up trial. Helms now is ambassador to Iran. Lawyers for at least one of the five defendants wants to ask Helms if the CIA gave in to pressure from the White House to halt the FBI Watergate investigation. The Labor Department says the wholesale price index jumped by another 2.3% in October, and in coming weeks this will mean new increases in consumer prices. The October index shows that wholesale prices were 70% higher than they were in the base year of 1967. Most of the increase is blamed on soaring food prices. A 7-week strike by boilermakers in 8 western states ended today. Union members ratified by a better than 4-1 margin a 1-year contract which calls for a wage hike of $1.85 per hour. A union spokesman said in Portland, Oregon, about 7,500 boilermakers working for 300 contractors throughout the West would receive an immediate 95-cent raise retroactive to October 1st. Great Western Sugar Company will pay a record $130 million to sugar beet growers for initial 1974 crops because of sugar price increases. Robert Fisher, a GWA vice president, says payments of $28.58 per ton would be mailed to more than 4,000 growers in Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Montana. Sports around the corner.
Have a Merry Christmas this year by being prepared with gifts that keep on giving. Books from the bookshop in Brigham City. But now is the best time to order the exact book for each loved one. Remember last Christmas when you had to settle for a tie for Uncle Henry because you couldn't find the perfect book for him at any bookstore and it was too late to order before Christmas? Well, now you can solve the problem by ordering now at the bookshop. And when the book arrives, the bookshop provides gift wrapping service. You order your Christmas cards this early, so why not order your books also? Order now and you're sure the books will be here in time for giving or mailing. See the bookshop today and then sit back and truly enjoy the Christmas season because this year you are prepared. The Bookshop, 82 South Main in Brigham City.
University of Utah basketball fans anxious to see the Running Utes before the 1974-75 collegiate season begins will get their chance tomorrow night. Utah coach Jerry Pym will unveil his team to the public free of charge in a special workout session at the Ute Special Event Center tomorrow night, beginning at 7:30 p.m. The Utes will show the fans a practice session followed by a controlled scrimmage and then an open autograph session. Officials of the Toronto Argonauts Football Club rejected efforts through the Canadian Parliament to promote a merger between the Canadian Football League and the financially troubled World Football League. The Toronto Argonauts strongly resented claims that the Canadian League might disintegrate unless it merges with the WFL. The Canadian Football League, said William Hodgson, will be here many, many years after the World Football League has gone from the scene. Hodgson added, all our players are being paid, and the CFL is a solvent league. The New Orleans Saints signed wide receiver Bob Wicks as a free agent today. The 6'3", 200-pounder played in 7 games for the St. Louis Cardinals 2 years ago, but was released by the Cards and later cut by the Green Bay Packers. He's a former star at Utah State University. The Boston Red Sox have signed former manager Johnny Pesce and Stan Williams as coaches. Pesce, who managed the club in 1963 and part of 1964, will act as first base coach and batting instructor. Williams was named to replace Lee Stang as pitching coach. And that's a look at sports. Larry Jewell reporting.
It's a grand opening of time at the Pizza Pie at a corner of a 5th of South and a Main in the Brigham City, where the best in a pizza and a sandwiches. You haven't tasted a real pizza until you've tasted a Pizza Pie.
Pizza!
These past few minutes are an example of how your day could sound with Larry Jewell on the air. One other area needs coverage, and that's sports play-by-play. Let's try baseball first.
We're in the bottom half of the second inning, 1-0, Roy. Hammer squares around as if to bunt. Fastball, call strike. 3-1 pitch coming up. 3-1 count now on Bob Hammer as the Jets fly overhead once again. Roy versus Box Elder, it's 1-0, Roy. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Vic Anderson, fastball hit off the fist towards the second baseman. Rick Yagi up, fires to first base, first out. Broken bat. As Bob Hammer's going to take that one back and make toothpicks out of it. Coming up second is Kevin Kimber, the second baseman. One man away, bottom half of the second inning, Kimber at the plate. Kevin Kimber, the man who made the diving play to end the top half of the second inning. Vic Anderson working on the mound. Kevin Kimber, the second baseman at the plate for Roy. Anderson, breaking pitch, just misses on that outside corner. And Vic Anderson does a double take on that one. The umpire calls it a ball. One ball, no strike count now on Kevin Kimber. Kimber, around a bunt, swings away, chops it towards the third baseman. Foul. Monty Muntz picks it up in foul territory. One strike, one ball count now. 1-1 pitch coming up to Kevin Kimber. Kimber, slight of build. Swings that bat from the right side of the plate. On deck, Chris Reed, the shortstop. Anderson into the stretch, comes to the plate, bounces it over the catcher's head, ball two. Broke that one down into the dirt. 2-1 pitch coming up to Kevin Kimber. Vic Anderson working on the mound today for Box Elder. This wind seems to have a good time blowing the bats out of the bat rack for Box Elder. Vic Anderson comes to the plate. Fastball up high. 3-1 pitch. We've been watching the bat rack over here to our right, and the bats have been falling out of there like flies. Just put them back in, and they fall out again because of the wind. Fastball swung, and a missed strike two. Full count now to second baseman Kevin Kimber. And Vic Anderson blew that one by. Kimber around faking the bunt, then tried to swing away. Kimber choking up on the bat now. Fastball, call strike three.
Well, that's an example of baseball. One other example I have, and that's football.
Brad Cutler hands off to Gibbs. Gibbs wins his way through tacklers. He would have been caught 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Picked up a yard instead. Brought down in there by Lauren Hatch, along with Bob Duane and Rob Sparrow. 2:34 left in this third quarter of action. Is still 7-0, but Bear River starting to make some noise this third quarter for the first time in this third quarter. 46 yards picked up by Brad Gibbs, but he's carried a good many times.
Second down and 8.
Second and 8 coming up for Bear River. Gibbs and Wheatley in the backfield. On the left side, Franck And Weiss, pass receivers, swing pass to Wheatley. He's got it. First down. He's headed to that corner. 10, 5. He's close to the touchdown. He's got it. Just stuck that football across the goal line as he picked that one up. Beautiful play from the 35-yard line. As Wheatley came out of that backfield, going to the left, swing pass from Cutler to Wheatley, and Wheatley was off to the races. And he just outran Preston and just sneaked that football across that goal line. It's now 13-0. Bear River, I see no flags, is going to be an attempt for the point after touchdown. Into kick is Brad Cutler, and Cutler coming off the sidelines as Mark Weiss is ready to hold, but Cutler wasn't quite up there yet. The snap. And Cutler boots it good. 14-0 Bear River with 1:59 left in the third quarter of action. We'll be back.
That's an example of football. Unfortunately, I don't have a basketball air check, but I will in the near future if you so desire. I'll send it on to you. I think I can help your organization, and that's half the battle. If you agree, that's the other half. Let's get together for an interview. How about it? The name is Larry Jewell. The enclosed resume gives you further background. Till we hear from each other again, take care now, you hear?